Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, The Teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, today in this show, we're going to be discussing about the need of the prophets, the need of the laws provided by the prophet, and who should be the lawgiver. So these are the topics that we're going to dig deeper into in this very small show, so stay with us. The first thing that we want to say here is that the divine prophets, have been sent for the guidance of humanity. Now, these human beings, they stay and stand in need of learning things. When they come to this world, they need to acquire certain knowledges. Similarly, beyond the acquisition of knowledges, there is the training part. We need to put those things that we have learned from the prophets into practice. So who train us? A good trainer. And who can be a better trainer than a prophet? Now, what does these prophets say and bring to us? They bring to us the laws, the divine laws. What problems do these divine laws solve for us? The first one is that they define the duties of each individual in the society. Number two is that these laws coordinate the methods to be used to carry out one's responsibility by any individual. Okay? The third one is that these laws prevent the aggression of individuals and nations against others. Now, the critical question is, and this is where we're going to focus on today, where should we acquire these laws from? We understand that as a human being, as humanity, as a human society, we need a set of laws to operate. Question is, where should we acquire these laws from? Who can be the best lawgiver? A lawgiver who wants to give the best laws for human beings must have the following qualities. And this is the claim that we are making. Number one, that lawgiver must know the human species in a perfect and total way and be aware of all their instincts, feelings, needs, and difficulties. Number two, all of the praiseworthy qualities and talents which exist in a human being should be taken into consideration, and laws should be made use of for their blossoming, like for making them, you know, rise and shine and refining those qualities. Number three, the events and accidents which are possible to occur should be foreseen, as well as the necessary precaution should be taken. Number four, such a lawgiver should have no particular interests in society, so that in providing the laws, his thoughts turn upon his own interests or his family or his social group, which we see is the problem when a lot of people, they come up with laws, they're watching out for their own personal interests in today's world. Number five, this lawgiver must allow human beings the possibility to benefit from all of the advances made, as well as to learn from the deviations. So the incidents of the past, you know, the history of humanity, how we have gotten to where we at, you know, all of those things, the lessons learned, we have to have someone who knows about all those things. He is the one who is worthy of making the laws for humanity. Then number six, condition that we say here is that this lawgiver must, at the maximum, be free from error, mistakes, and forgetfulness. Because if he is subjected to one of these or all of these three things, then naturally the laws that he's going to provide are not going to be comprehensive enough to guide everyone. Last but not the least, the lawgiver must have such power that no position or power in the society may intimidate him, and he not fears anyone. At the same time, he must be very kind and merciful. So these are the conditions that we say that are required for somebody who's supposed to give laws for the human beings. We're going to go for a short break, and after we return from the break, we're going to talk about this phenomena in a little bit more detail. Stay with us.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. For today's program, we're going to present to you an English translation of a short speech delivered by Hujjatul Islam Shahid Bahuna. Law and its sources in Islam. The law of Islam is ideological and universal. Its underlying principles are clear and definite and have been learned through reason and revelation. Islam considers only those rules and laws to be binding which have been formulated directly by Allah or by the Prophet of Allah or by a vicegerent of Prophet or by those who have come to power in accordance with the Islamic standards. Believers, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those vested with authority among you. If you have a dispute about anything, refer it to Allah and the Messenger. If you believe in Allah and the Day of Resurrection, that is good and its outcome will be better. Surah An-Nisa, verse 59. A law which comes from Allah, His Prophet, or an infallible Imam can easily be accepted and trusted by all those who believe in its coming from those sources, for they know fully well that the lawgiver has complete knowledge of all the aspects of the questions involved, has no self-interest, and gives heed to the interests of all. Anyhow, the rules and regulations framed by the authorities in charge of social affairs are enforceable only if they're not repugnant to the laws and standards mentioned in the Quran and the Sunnah. Full consideration, as far as practicable, has been given to the aspects of the questions involved, and they have been framed with total impartiality without showing any bias towards the interests of any particular individual, group, or class. Only such rules and regulations can have the sanction of the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet and the Imams, and can enjoy the wholehearted support of the people.
Every day I see the same headlines, crimes committed in the name of the divine. People committing atrocities in His name. They murder and kidnap with no shame. But did He teach hatred, violence, or bloodshed? No, oh no. He taught us about human brotherhood and against prejudice He firmly stood. He loved children their hands he'd hold, and taught his followers to respect the old. So would he allow the murder of an innocent child? Oh no.
Welcome back, dear listeners. So before the break, we were talking about the conditions that we see are required in a lawgiver, somebody who gives the laws for human beings or a human society to operate. We mentioned seven of those conditions, that these conditions are must to be found in the being that provides these laws for human beings. Okay? Now, in what person have these conditions been gathered? If you look at all of those seven conditions that we mentioned before the break, and then start looking around, that which person has all those conditions? Can a human being be the best lawgiver based on what you see around you? Has anyone understood the human being in a complete way till today? A famous scholar in our age has written a book about the human being, calling it Man, the Unknown Creature. The amount of information we have about human beings is very limited, brothers and sisters. If you do your research and look around and try to see what the best of the scientists have said, is like one of the most unknown creature for human beings is human beings. So have this human spirit, instincts, and feelings been completely known to anyone? Is there anyone who can claim that he knows all the human sentiments and how human beings act in certain conditions? Are the physical, spiritual, and emotional needs of human being clear for a person, any human being? So the physical, spiritual, and emotional needs of all the human beings that exist or have existed or will exist, are they clear to anyone, any other human being? In its totality, of course. Can someone be found in the midst of average people who have no special benefits or interest in the society? Being a human being, one of the things that we have inevitably is to have interest in certain things, and we have no interest in some other things. And that's different in the society as well. Now, do you know of any human being among ordinary people who is free from error and sin, and who has the awareness of all of the issues of life and individual human beings and society? Do you know anyone? Thus, we conclude that other than God and those who received the divine revelation, there can never be a good and perfect lawgiver. It's simply impossible. In this way, we must conclude that God, who created the human being to reach perfection, must send someone as a guide to place the laws of heaven at the disposal of the human being. It is clear that at the time when people know that laws are the laws of God, they will put them into practice with more credibility and certainty. In other words, this awareness is a valuable guarantee of those laws. So, in today's show, what we talked about is that those conditions that are required for a lawgiver, we cannot find in any other human being. All of those conditions. Okay? So, inevitably, we have to, since we concluded that we need a set of laws, the human society needs a set of laws. Where are we going to get those from? It's coming from that higher being that we call Allah or God, who has created this entire universe. He's the one who put this system in place. Okay? And through his divine revelation is the only way we can get those laws which take us to success in both the worlds, not just this world. So, keeping this in mind, we know why we need the prophets, why we need the laws, and where to get these laws from. Thank you for listening to today's show. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye. Thank you.